You did indeed.
You missed Jabba Bikini.
My whole weekend is ruined. Thanks a lot, guys.
I know. We suck.
Yeah. Make sure recording. We are
good. All right, got that.
Oh, we did.
You ruined my weekend.
I ruined
your weekend. I'm sorry.
Ruined.
Hey, this is Dave with Screen Geeks Radio.
This is Barry.
We are here with the gentleman behind the great horror film Summer School. I'll let you go ahead and introduce yourselves if you'd like.
Ask it to your roll call.
My name is Troy McCall. I was director of photography about 70% of the film. I directed the Nazi sequels. And I gaffed the film, and I played Henry the Hillbilly in the Hillbilly sequence.
Yeah. I'm Lance Henderson. I played Dennis in the film and produced the film, and I'm not going to give you a long resume like Troy.
My name is Mike P. Nelson. I directed the Hillbilly section, wrote that, edited along with Ben, director of photography, 30% of the movie, and I was doing some monster stuff.
My name is Ben Tranum. I wrote the original story, executive produced it, directed four sequences, wrote vampires, wrote the Nazis, did special effects, and edited with Mike.
And Lance and Ben beat me at poker.
That's right. Yes, I did. Well, I got fourth place, so.
Yeah, fourth place, yeah. Good man.
This is one of the most impressive horror movie debuts I've seen in a long time. I can't remember, I think the last time I saw a horror film, or even a film that looked and felt like it was made in the 70s, was Zodiac. Can you explain how you came up with the look and the feel of this movie, which is so distinct?
Start with Mike first.
Well, I mean, when Ben came up with the idea, and when Troy and I were talking about the ways that we were shooting it, like I was into watching
Grindhouse
all
mode.
The Grindhouse stuff at the time, and early 80s, you know, cinema, you know, didn't necessarily have to be horror, but you know, like, you know, the Ferris Bueller kind of stuff, the Fast Times, Original High kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And just to set up, you know, because it's all taking place in this school, we wanted to have this vibe that felt like, you know, oh yeah, that's like one of those movies, you know what I mean? It also, I think, because of the day and age that we were shooting it, with those sort of elements of grindhouse shooting and that 80s vibe, with, you know, like the rollerblades and, you know, a little bit of like the modern day twist to it, it still has this sort of timeless vibe to it, and I think a lot of the image quality and just the stuff that we were doing, and it kind of brought that through. And I mean, when Troy did all the lighting on the film, and one thing that I like with lighting in the film is that's what gives it that look of those older films. You have, you know, a little bit of hot light on them, you know, and it's like, you know, slightly overlit sometimes, a little bit too dark sometimes, and you know, there's times in the film when it does come across as a little amateur, but there's times in the film where it sells as this is totally a throwback piece, and visually it feels like that. So that's sort of kind of how we came up with that.
Right. And one of the things, specifically when I was writing the story, and I kind of adjusted the script to make it one long narrative, I made sure that I wouldn't use any modern terminology, or I want to use dialogue that didn't actually have any kind of time period attachment to it. And the only thing I think that really comes off as kind of modern is the rollerblades, and Lance's character Dennis's outfit is more like kind of the goth / emo that's kind of popular now, but that's still like, that's been around for years, so it's like a punkish look.
And the DVDs, of course, that he's reviewing.
Yeah, the DVDs, obviously, but we could have done VHS, but you know, that's
Betamax.
Yeah, it was betas.
Yeah, that's right.
Go the laser disc route.
That's right.
Except for the
he had to bring
out
a big huge bag, yeah. And just, yeah. Here you go.
Looks like a record, but it is. How did you guys come up with the individual stories? The anthology format, was that the initial idea, or was that something that came up just in the creation process?
It's always been an anthology idea, but originally I had intended to do it myself because I'm an egomaniac.
Yes, you
but
are.
I wrote it in high school when I was actually in a government class, and I would rent thousands of bad horror movies. I thought, well, anthology-wise, what happens if I just made one narrative, but with all these different genres of these nightmares? And then when I got to college, I met a bunch of other directors, and I was like, I met Mike, Troy, Steve, and then, you know, I've been known Lance for a long time, but I thought, why don't I just pass it off so that these guys can do these 15-minute short films that are all one narrative, so we have a feature all together.
And that's what we had all been trained in at College of Art and Design in Minneapolis was to make these short films anywhere from, you know, 2 to 20 minutes long. And so it worked perfectly, and then we could all put our efforts together to actually make this feature.
Yeah, and it I made like a list of the genres that you can kind of do, and I believe originally
some were monsters.
Mike was originally going to do the monsters. section that Steve Roden ended up doing, but he had just shot the GI with us. We just did this monster movie in World War II, and he was like, you know, I'm going to try something different. He came back to me, and the only thing that wasn't on the list, he came back to me, and he's like, Hillbillies. I'm like, okay.
And so, yeah, then that sort of spurred from that, and,
yeah.
And that was just sort of a... an influence from, you know, the Walking Tall films, Billy Jack, Deliverance, you know, Charles Bronson, vigilante revenge flicks, you know, it's like, you know, hurt the person who does something bad to you, you know what I mean? Like, that kind of vibe came through, and I really wanted that section, at least, to feel like, for sure, that era of filmmaking. It was just this very gritty, in-your-face, you never know what's going to happen. Humans are the monster.
Yeah, and I mean, pacing the film, at least, when I write the script, I gave Lance is going to write the cult sequence, and I gave him the upfront because I know Lance, out of all of us, Lance is more of the drama. He's an actor.
Yeah, I prefer to build characters, and so I ended up, that's why I wrote mostly, was a lot of the exposition of the main characters. And so that whole basketball scene, which is a lot kind of slow for a lot of people, because, you know, the first 20 minutes of the film, nothing goes on really, was all what I wrote. And this is the first piece I've ever written and directed on my own, being that I'm the only one here that didn't go to film school. So, yeah, that was kind of interesting. But I give it to Ben, and Ben fixed the parts that kind of sucked because he's a better writer than I am.
For my sequence, I just wanted to do Nazi, and I just said, Ben, write me a Nazi scene.
That I did.
Ben did a good job. And we just, you know.
Oh, you directed. The direction, I think, is what actually really helps that be really moody and creepy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Otherwise, it could have been really cheesy. I mean,
that was a scene where we actually, Ben, Mike, and myself just kind of like got together. It was late, and... So it's like, let's do this together. I mean,
yeah, well, but the opening of that is so great, because like you said, The Shining influenced that so much.
Oh, yeah.
That Kubrick shot is just gorgeous.
Yeah, I love it.
I love the long shot. I mean, I love my actual favorite
it
shot.
It slows it down.
Yeah, it's actually one of Troy's. It's the shot where Mike is actually coming out of the cafeteria and gets shot by the Nazi.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just one long, super big wide take, and that's all it is. And it's like the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. So that I like. Yeah, and then we got to the basement. We ended up like going kind of rugged, which is what Mike does. Mike shoots like features, you know, in like 10 minutes, you know. So we had to shoot really quickly. So we had Mike on one camera, and then me and Troy switched off cameras. You were a corpse, as we had.
Yeah, pile of bodies.
Yeah, until you were done being a corpse, we had
shot that whole thing just covered in blood.
Did we mention what camera we used?
The DVX 100A was what we shot on.
Yeah.
I mean, it has a great film.
Great. No kidding.
Yeah.
Very cool.
It's standard def, and I mean, we could blow it up, and it probably look pretty good.
Here's a good scene.
We have blown it up, and it does look good.
I mean, to get that film up, really, a lot of people, what they don't understand is when they shoot video, they don't like. I mean, when we started shooting this film, we, you know, it's almost like we didn't bring any lights, and we're like thinking, man, we gotta light this thing.
Yeah, the first weekend.
Yeah, the first weekend.
We scrapped all that. We scrapped that footage.
Most of it.
It's on the deleted scenes.
Most of it, anyway. A lot of the stuff in the Hillbilly sequences, the first weekend, and even the beginning of the film. But the blown out light look, when Simon comes to the doors, it works. You don't need to light that. It's cool to keep it silhouetted. But, I mean, for people that want to shoot digital film, I mean, just keep in mind, light it. Try to get it. You know, just do it, Jack. Make it look good, because that's what sells it, I think, is, I mean, visually. If you can light a digital film, it looks, and, you know, color correct it right, you get a good product, I think. That's
cool.
Me.
So you guys had shown it, it was 2 nights ago, right?
Right, Friday night.
Sure, Friday night. What kind of response did you guys get?
It was probably one of the best Q&A sessions that we've ever, like, conducted. I mean, we usually get a good response from where we show it. People are usually really open, and they'll tell us, you know, what they liked, what they didn't. And it was really great to hear the response from just, you know, a big range of audience. You know, guys who are in their 40s that are there with, you know, their you know, 10-year-old sons, or, you know, 11-year-old, you know, sons, and they're sitting there, and they just love it, and they come back to the booth, they buy the DVD, they tell us, you know, that we watched it again. It's just like that is such a great feeling.
Sold this,
you know,
to a 6-year-old kid.
Yeah, yes. I mean,
sold to a 6-year-old, like,
I mean,
cigarettes.
I mean, yesterday a young kid came over to our poster, and he looked over at me and goes, "So what's this picture about?" And Troy and I just about, you know, burst. And so we came over, and he started watching the vampire
Nobody uses
section.
The picture word
and
anymore.
You know, and he's watching Lindsay, you know, beat him up and throw him on the ground, and they were just enamored by this. And then I took them to the monster section and showed the monsters jumping on Charles, and, you know, the pinchers moving, and they were like, "Is this real? Is this really real? Is this happening?" I'm like, "I don't know. You got to keep watching it." sure enough, they watch it through. I'm like, oh, it was just a dream. And they're just like, oh, man. And sure enough, the kid's mom gave him a $20 bill, and we got him a signed poster and DVD.
Nice.
Sweet, sweet. Now, I know you guys have some distribution coming up here pretty soon, right?
Well, ExplodedCinema.com just picked up a few preliminary copies. So they'll be selling from their website, and we sell from our website. And other than that, like, we don't have any major nationwide distribution, and we're hoping to lock that up within this next year. But, you know, you never know. We'll see what happens. We're still selling it, still pimping it.
Hey, Exploited Cinema, that's nothing to sneeze at.
No, exactly. So, yeah. I went to their website and checked out their library, and they actually have a really, really great library of films that run the gamut of all kinds of genres. So I was kind of happy that they picked up some copies, and hopefully they'll pick up some more.
Cool. Yeah. All right. Well, for anyone who wants to find out more information, give me a website.
RandomCreatureFace.com is where you can go. You can contact us through that website. You can buy the DVDs through our website, watch all of our short films.
MySpace, YouTube, we're on there.
Yeah, we're on MySpace and YouTube as well. So you can check those things out.
That was www.randomcreatureface.com. Because Lance speaks so damn fast.
It's true. Sorry, I talk fast.
Thank you much for your time, guys.
Yeah,
you
guys. Awesome. Green Geeks, man. All right.